Google wins cloud deal from SpaceX for Starlink internet service. Vivo extends product warranty for Indian customers in lockdown imposed areas. Realme 8 price in India slashed with Rs. 500 discount, now starts at Rs. 14,499. Cloudbet Casino adds Dogecoin, Litecoin on its site following customer survey. Friends, the reunion HBO Max premiere date set for May 21 with special guest gets first teaser trailer. Palantir to take Bitcoin as payment, mulls betting on cryptocurrencies. Google has won a deal to provide cloud services to Elon Musk's SpaceX, which has launched a slew of Starlink satellites to provide high-speed internet. SpaceX will set up ground stations within Google's data centers that connect to the Starlink satellites, enabling fast and secure internet services via Google Cloud. The company says this service is expected to be available in the second half of 2021 for enterprise customers. The deal comes at a time when demand for cloud computing services has soared, with players like Microsoft and Amazon dominating the market. Cloud companies have also tapped into the telecom sectors thanks to a jump in demand for 5G connectivity. Vivo has extended warranty services for its customers in India by 30 days. The warranty extension is available on all Vivo devices, though it is not available to all consumers and is limited to customers living in lockdown imposed areas. So, if you are in a city that is under lockdown due to a surge in coronavirus cases, you'll be able to avail the extension of the warranty of your Vivo smartphone if it was about to expire. The company said that the policy would address concerns of all customers who could not visit a service center to avail service due to the lockdown. In addition to the warranty extension, Vivo has brought a handset pick and drop service for its customers that it touted to be available for free of cost, depending upon the current situation of the state. Realme 8 has got a Rs. 500 discount in India on purchases through Flipkart, the company has announced. It will now be available at a starting price of Rs. 14,499 instead of its original price of Rs. 14,999. The phone was launched in March this year alongside the Realme 8 Pro. It comes with a triple rear camera setup and a hole punch cut out for the selfie camera. Realme 8 is powered by the MediaTek Helio G95 SoC and comes with a 5000 mAh battery. The Realme 8 with discounted price is listed on the Realme India site as well. Cloudbet Casino has added Dogecoin and Litecoin on its site after the two digital coins drew the largest number of votes in a recent survey of almost 10,000 customers. The casino ran the survey to ascertain which new cryptocurrencies to add. Now, customers can hold and use these coins to be bet on the outcome of many sporting events and also take a shot at popular games such as blackjack, poker, roulette, and baccarat. With the inclusion of these two digital assets, the number of cryptocurrencies supported by Cloudbet is now 12, including Bitcoin and Ether, among others. The casino is also offering first-time players bonuses in the form of the cryptocurrencies. Friends, The Reunion will premiere May 27 on HBO Max, the US exclusive streaming service has announced. The release date for the Friends Reunion special came with a short 40-second teaser that shows the original six: Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer walking away from the camera on the Warner Bros. Studio lot in Burbank, California. That's where the iconic series was filmed, Stage 24 to be precise. There's no word on an international release date or platform for the Friends reunion, but just the May 27 premiere on HBO Max is confirmed so far. Palantir has started accepting payment in Bitcoin and is considering investing in cryptocurrencies, the US analytics provider disclosed. The latest firm to pivot digital currencies that are gaining wider mainstream acceptance. Shares of the company rose 7% following the announcement, reversing a 9% slide in pre-market trading amid a wider tech rout. Co-founded in 2003 by billionaire Peter Thiel, Palantir is known mainly for its work with US government defense and intelligence agencies, including the Central Intelligence Agency. Palantir, which enables customers to integrate their data with its software platforms to help them get an analytical view of their operations, expects revenue to rise 43% to $360 million, roughly Rs. 2,640 crores, in the current quarter.